And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. It's been a very busy day. Blackhawks are playing right now. Make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, news, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. That's WGNPlus.com. Grateful to have WGN Plus to be a part of the Sean Green Show. So thanks a lot to the Tribune Company for that. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. It's at Sean Green Show. And if you want to stalk me on Twitter, on Facebook, you can do it at Sean Green Show Media if you want to check me out on Facebook. Today is Wednesday, and you know every Wednesday we have Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. He joins us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Same old stuff, entertainment and movies. So, all right, first of all, I am a huge fan of the movie Point Break because I love 80s and 90s movies. And Point Break was one of those movies that I can watch over and over and over again and never get tired of it. And honestly, I did not know there was going to be a remake of it, but there is, and there's a trailer to it. And I have a few questions for you if you can answer them. Are they going to bring back any of the original characters? Are they, is it going to be pretty much the same plot with the ex-presidents, or are they going to go a totally different route? Because on the trailer, I didn't see anything about the ex-presidents, but I did see a lot of surfing, which was pretty cool, and a lot of good stunts. And the poster of Point Break is really awesome because it's two people diving out of a plane, and a crate full of money is right ahead of them, and they're both jumping out of the sky. So what's the deal with Point Break?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty straight remake. The same characters are returning, Bodie and Johnny Utah. In the original, Johnny Utah is played by Keanu Reeves. In this one, he's played by Luke Bracey. And in the original, Bodie is played by Patrick Swayze. In this one, he's played by Edgar Ramirez, who's an actor I really like, and I think he's up and coming. And I'm looking at him to do some pretty cool things in the future. And in this one, some of the plot is the same. This time they're a group of criminals who sort of pull off these elaborate heists, but to give back money to, the poor. So they're sort of like Robin Hood-esque figures versus just straight-up bank robbers. So, in that scene in the poster where they're jumping out of the plane and there's a big, huge thing of money, what they show that scene in the trailer, and basically they rip it open so all the money falls onto the streets and so people can, take the money from the streets. So, they still send, an agent in there to infiltrate this sort of crew in order to take them down. And basically, I think this one looks like it's more sort of extreme sports-centric. So they kind of really focus, there's a whole wingsuit scene. So in the first one, they were surfers who rob banks. In this one, they seem like they're extreme sports junkies. And so a lot of their action sequences are probably going to involve extreme sports, which is fascinating because it kind of, for me, it ties into the sort of why we love movies like Furious 7 so much, with these elaborate stunt sequences with these cars. I feel like extreme sports isn't so far away from that. So I'm curious to see if Point Break is something that audiences really like to devour because they like that kind of the extreme sports in their action sequences. If we don't see more of this kind of entertainment later on. So this first time it's kind of wrapped inside that Point Break sort of movie. And yeah, I dug the first one too. I like the original, but it's not one of those movies where it was like a childhood favorite where they're remaking it and you're like, why are you remaking this? Point Break being remade is, I could see it. It's a cool idea. And the Fast and the Furious is basically Point Break remade, just with cars. So Yeah. I think it's cool. It's kind of like a round circle between the Point Break franchise and the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Yeah, and it was rumored. It was rumored that Gerard Butler was supposed to play Bodie, and the deals kind of fell through, so they went with the other actor. So, like I said, I'm really curious about it. And I what like some like you said, some remakes you look at and you're like, why did they remake this movie? And then this one, I'm like, okay, I'll go with it because I like what I see so far. So
yeah, it looks pretty cool. Some people are getting down on it, you know. Why did it have to be remade? But I don't know. I think there's room for extreme sports to be sort of injected into action sequences. You know, I want to see the action sequence evolve. I don't want to keep seeing the same kind of action sequence. So I kind of like a wingsuit action sequence. I think that stuff's kind of cool to me. And, you know, it kind of ties into my love of Mission Impossible, that franchise, because I feel like they really go for it with the stunts too. And I think it makes it more entertaining to me.
Yeah, and definitely I want to talk to you about Tomorrowland. Now, Tomorrowland looked really promising, and I was looking at, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but from the trailer I'm like, okay, this is something I've never seen George Clooney do, and I was really, really curious about it. Then it came out last Friday, and it only made $33 million. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty much a dud at the box office. Why is that? And I just don't get it, because I thought this was going to be really good.
Yeah, well, it is a good movie. I like it. I think if you have a family, I totally think that you should take your family and go see Tomorrowland if you're looking to go see something at the movies, especially now we still have some time before some of the big family movies come out this summer, like Pixar's Inside Out and Minions. I would take advantage of Tomorrowland because not only is it a good family movie, but it's one that promotes a positive message about the future. It's got a lot to say about inspiration and imagination, and I think those are all really good themes to watch and kind of consume with your kids. So I still say go see it. But why it didn't make as much as maybe some people thought, I think, is kind of twofold. You know, one, these sort of, I guess you could say, I call it an original idea, even though it's technically inspired by a Disney property that's part of their park. You know, except for the visual components of Tomorrowland, they didn't really take a story or anything. They're not adapting a story that already exists. So it is kind of an original movie, and those are hit and miss on big weekends like Memorial Day weekend, you know, where, you know, people like are sort of drawn to the established franchises. If you look at Memorial Day weekend over the year, we've seen established franchises like Star Wars or established characters like last year we had Maleficent, who did really well because people know the characters. So I think the fact that people didn't know these characters or the story offhand, maybe they shied away because of that. And also, it's the kind of movie where they don't give you everything in the commercials. So they don't tell you everything, which I kind of like, that you don't know all the surprises. I like going into a movie and not seeing every single big action sequence. So I like that about it, but that could also kind of bite you in the rear end if people don't know what the movie is about. I thought they did a pretty decent job with it. I like the mystery behind it. I like the movie. So I'm saying the movie's good. Go see it. I think it's going to be one of those underrated films that maybe didn't make a lot of money at the box office, but down the road, people are gonna watch it and find stuff that they really enjoy out of it.
Great. Now, one thing that you do have on movies.com, and I thought it was really cool, is that Mad Max Fury Road, if you haven't seen it, make sure you go out and see it. It's a really good action flick. And one thing I loved about Mad Max Fury Road was the rigs and all the cool vehicles that they had in the movie. And you have an article on movies.com in which there are actual Lego figures of all the rigs that were in Mad Max Fury Road. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, you know what? What's interesting about, out of all the movies that have come out so far in I guess, the quote-unquote summer movie season, Mad Max Fury Road has really sort of injected itself into pop culture, and people are really having fun, drawing up fan art of the characters, creating videos. And some people, this is what they do, they create Lego sets that don't exist. So there is not a Mad Max Fury Road Lego set, as much as fans of that movie would absolutely love to see a Lego set. Lego is not creating a Mad Max Fury Road Lego set anytime soon. So fans out there go and they create their own, you know, fake Lego sets. And somebody went out there and did one for some of the vehicles in Mad Max Fury Road. They did a fantastic job doing it. It's just, you see something like that, and you're like, oh, man, I wish those vehicles actually existed in real life. Because how much fun would that Lego set be to play with?
Oh, I know, right? I also want the one with the guy playing a guitar on the rig. I love
yes.
that.
Yes, his name is the Doof Warrior, D-O-O-F Warrior. So if you're in conversation with someone and somebody mentions the crazy electric guitar guy from Mad Max Fury Road, you could say, oh, you know, he's the Doof Warrior. I know his name.
All right, good to go. So, all right, can't let you go without finding out what's coming out this week.
Yeah, San Andreas is the big one. If you're looking to kind of stay in that summer blockbuster frame of mind, then San Andreas, big, giant disaster epic. Special effects in this film are fantastic. Dwayne The Rock Johnson stars as a helicopter, a sort of pilot who gets to, you know, there's a big earthquake, several crazy earthquakes that are tearing apart the earth, and he goes in search for his soon-to-be ex-wife and his family, and he's trying to rescue them and make sure that they're safe from this earthquake. So special effects are great. I would say definitely see it if you're in the mood for a big special effects-driven blockbuster, because this is one of those. But see it on the biggest screen you can. So go to an IMAX, go to the biggest screen that you can find that's playing San Andreas, watch it on that screen. I think it will give you the quintessential summer blockbuster movie-going experience, because that's the kind of movie it is. If that's not your cup of tea, Cameron Crowe, who did Jerry Maguire and Singles, Almost Famous, some of my favorite movies ever, he has a new movie coming out called Aloha, which stars Bradley Cooper and Emma Stone and Rachel McAdams, and it's sort of a love triangle kind of relationship movie, romantic dramedy, that sort of thing. So, you know, I think it's a good date night movie. If your date does not want to go watch The Rock destroy an earthquake, then I would say go to Aloha, because it's a nice, easygoing, sentimental romantic comedy.
Now, one thing I want to ask you about San Andreas and The Rock, because when you mentioned when The Rock is in a movie, he's normally, you know, kicking ass, and he's always got his shirt off, flexing the muscles. And from what I see from the previews is, you know, he's like a helicopter pilot, and you know, is he doing more acting and not just flexing muscle in this movie?
He definitely does. You know, one thing that you get to see in this movie is you get to see him cry. And it's interesting. He did an interview with the New York Times, and they talked to him about crying on camera. And they asked him, and, you know, he gave an answer that he thinks about his kids in losing his family, and that's, you know, that sort of helps him get into that frame of mind. But he also said he could listen to a song and make him cry, and the song that he mentioned was Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston's Didn't We Almost Have It All. That's his trigger. So if you ever want to watch The Rock cry, just play him Didn't We Almost Have It All by Whitney Houston, and you're going to get him going.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was interesting. But, yeah, to answer your question, we're going to see some good acting. And that's what's great about him and about him in this movie is that he's just such a charismatic actor that he makes kind of like this disaster epic. Okay, another movie where Mother Nature is destroying us, but he really injects a lot of fun and entertainment into it just because of who he is. He's such a larger-than-life personality.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you guys check out Aloha if you want to check out Bradley Cooper and Emma Stone. San Andreas if you want to see The Rock cry. And I'm going to go see The Rock cry so I can laugh actually when I see it. Also, make sure you guys check out Movies.com. You can check out the Point Break trailer. Also, if you want to check out the cool rigs from Mad Max Fury Road, you can definitely check that out at movies.com. If you want to follow Eric on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis. On Twitter, it's at Eric Davis. It's Eric with a K, E-R-I-K Davis, if you want to check him out there on Twitter. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.